Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the beautiful chaos of life. And today, we're diving into something super important, especially in this world that often feels like a pressure cooker. Creating a safe space for creative expression. Ever feel like there's awesome ideas bubbling inside you're getting stifled? Like there's an invisible wall between your mind and actually letting those creations out into the world? Yeah, we've all been there. It can be scary, right? Putting yourself out there, sharing something you've poured your heart and soul into, is a vulnerable act. But let me tell you, it's also incredibly rewarding. And guess what? We can build that safe space brick by brick starting today. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you unlock the creative genius within and create a sanctuary where inspiration thrives. First off, ditch the perfectionism trap. Seriously, who has time for that? Remember, creativity isn't about achieving some unattainable standard of flawless execution. It's about exploration, about getting those ideas out on paper, into music, onto canvas, whatever your media might be. The first draft, the rough sketch, the initial notes, they're all stepping stones to something amazing. Don't let the fear of imperfection hold you back from even starting. Think of it this way. Even Michelangelo had to start with a lump of marble before he sculpted David. Next up, embrace feedback but make sure it's constructive and comes from sources you trust. You don't need to be taking every random opinion into account. Find people who genuinely encourage your growth, who celebrate your unique voice, and offer honest, helpful critiques. Surround yourself with a creative tribe that fuels your fire, not extinguishes it. Now let's talk about self-compassion. This is huge, especially when you hit those creative roadblocks. Everyone experiences them, even the most renowned artists have their moments of doubt and frustration. When those feelings creep in, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend going through something similar. Remember, creativity is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, twists and turns, but keep showing up for yourself, even on the days when inspiration feels elusive. Time to cultivate your own creative rituals. This could be anything from setting aside dedicated time for creating each day to finding a peaceful spot where you can let your imagination run wild. Maybe it's listening to specific music that gets your creative juices flowing or taking walks in nature to spark new ideas. Whatever works for you, make these rituals non-negotiable parts of your routine. And finally, remember, creativity is a superpower. Don't underestimate the power of expressing yourself through art, writing, music, whatever your passion might be. It's not just about making something beautiful or groundbreaking, it's about connecting with something deeper within yourself, exploring new worlds, and sharing that unique perspective with the world. So go out there, unleash your inner creative genius, and remember, you have a voice, let it be heard. Think about a time when you really wanted to express something creatively but felt hesitant or scared to do so. Maybe you had a story you wanted to write, a song you wanted to sing, or an artwork you wanted to create but held back because of fear of judgment or failure. Yeah, I've been there too. Back in college, I was bursting with ideas for short film scripts that were funny, thought-provoking, and sometimes even a little bit weird. But every time I got close to sharing them, those pesky doubts would creep in. What if people laugh at me? What if it's not good enough? You know the drill. So, I ended up shelving those ideas for years. One day, I realized that by holding back, I was denying myself a chance to truly express myself and grow as a storyteller. It was a turning point. I started small, sharing my work with close friends, participating in filmmaking workshops, and slowly but surely building up my confidence. It wasn't easy, but the more I put myself out there, the more rewarding it became. And that's the thing about creating a safe space for yourself, it takes courage, but the rewards are immense. So, what's one small step you can take today to cultivate a more creative and supportive environment for yourself? Maybe it's setting aside 15 minutes each day to brainstorm new ideas or joining an online community of creatives. Remember, every journey starts with a single step. Keep the creative fire burning bright, and don't forget to share your unique gifts with the world. We need your voice. Until next time, keep exploring, keep creating, and keep rocking your own personal chaos. Peace out.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.